Now let's go to Auckland, and the new transport emissions reduction pathway is receiving a glowing thumbs up from local climate activists. All aboard Aotearoa, an umbrella group of advocacy groups, and the Auckland City Council were until recently at loggerheads over the council's attempts to curb emissions. On the council's new pathway, however, the group was among the first to hail the, quote, fast, fair and affordable plan to reduce emissions by 65% over the coming 8 years. All aboard spokesperson Zoe Brentnell is with us now. Kia ora, Zoe.
Good morning.
So why do you think this is such a good plan?
Well, this plan offers us a way to have a faster, more affordable transport system that gives people options about how they get around our city. Aucklanders will have less congestion, they'll have quicker trips, they'll be cheaper for them to get around, it'll be safer, air quality will be better, and our carbon emissions will be reduced. So this is really a plan where everyone wins.
You've not always been supportive of the council's attempts, though.
No, that's right. We have been advocating for a plan like this for some time. Last year, the council produced a regional transport plan, which it's obliged to produce every 3 years, and that was really just more of the same. It did not plan to reduce emissions at all. In fact, it forecast an emissions increase of 6% by 2030, which we just think is unacceptable given the climate crisis. So we're very pleased to see that the council and AT have got together and put in place what we think is a very good plan. What we now want to see from them is implementation of this plan. And for that to happen, that really needs to be put into the RLTP.
The RLTP?
The Regional Land Transport Plan.
What are the key differences in this proposal rather than previous versions?
Well, this is really the first document of its type. We haven't before had a transport emissions reduction plan. Instead, what we've had is this Regional Land Transport Plan I've been talking about. And that has forever really just been more of the same. Let's renew roads. We'll put a little bit of money into public transport, walking and cycling, but not much. And we'll just keep everything ticking along as it has been. But as we all know, as everyone in Auckland knows, this doesn't work. Everyone is reliant on a car, even when it doesn't work for them. It's the most expensive way to get around. You have no choice about how you get places. You can be stuck in traffic for hours because you have no other options about where you need to go. This plan would give us the options we need.
How confident are you this will be realised?
There has historically been a gap between Auckland Transport's words and actions on climate change, on climate action. However, they do have a new incoming CEO. The board has been refreshed, and the board has endorsed this transport emissions reduction plan. It's very detailed, and so we have every confidence that they should be able to execute this.
Kia ora, thank you very much for your time. Zoe Brentnell there, all aboard Aotearoa spokesperson.